don't matter if you're tall. It don't matter if you're small. It don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all. 'Cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last. And we'll be friends holding fast.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. Sometimes we pull up a beach chair to a lovely warm beach and get to know them a little bit better. Today, by appointment, Wayne Odegaard joins us on What's for Breakfast. He's from Alexandria, but in Mexico right now. Wayne, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. You're the first What's for Breakfast by reservation.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Have you had your breakfast yet?
Oh, no. That's coming. I had my first cup of coffee, however. Every morning I watch the sun come up over the Caribbean, and that's always coffee time as well.
Wow. And any special coffee?
Well, it's just local coffee. It's a blend called Merino, which means sea, or it also can mean kind of a light blue, I guess, the color light blue. But it to me, it tastes like Folgers.
Okay. Well, that works.
So it sounds like breakfast is at some point. What might it be today?
Well, my wife is up now, so in a few minutes we will start out with a tortilla and then put some beans, some refried beans or black beans on the tortilla, and then a little onion and cheese and call it good. Oh, we're going to have a fresh papaya this morning with that.
Did she just hold up a papaya?
Could I just hold up a papaya?
No. Did she hold it up? It sounded like she just gave you the news of a papaya.
No. She's sitting out on the beach right now, so she's not. I came inside. It's so windy this morning that I could talk with the waves the way they are right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry you're experiencing wind
Wayne,
in Mexico.
You sound like a really nice man, but it's really hard not to hate you. Did you know we have a really big snowstorm coming in today through the weekend?
I heard that. I heard that. And it's going to be close to 85 here today.
Oh.
So I'm looking Wayne. Forward to another beautiful day here in the neighborhood.
What time is it there? 6?
Well, this is Eastern Standard, so we're 1 hour.
Okay, all right.
Later.
1 hour different, which I didn't realize until about an hour until you just called. Now I thought I had missed your call. I was sitting out on the beach here watching the cricket birds sailing way high in the sky, and kind of, I guess, lost track of time.
Okay, Wayne, you got to start settling down on telling us how nice it is here. You got to realize that's not easy to take. Give us something bad. Do you have like an alligator walk into your house? Or?
No, I don't think so. I just
nothing bad's happening.
The only thing I can say is life is good, and I'm very blessed to be retired and spending, I think this is my 14th year here, 14th winter here in Mexico.
Well, how did it all start? Just needed to get the heck out of town?
Well, I guess several years ago I was working in Belize, and we would frequently drive into Mexico for long weekends, and I just got started, fell in love with the country, and here I am.
Sounds wonderful. Do you just dress casual every day, like a beach bum kind of, or?
No, I would say it's very casual. Casual does not describe it. There's three other efficiency apartments here who are connected to our unit, and we all seem to try and see who can look the shabbiest, I think.
So what, do you have plans for the weekend, or is it just the kind of place you don't need plans? You just do what comes next?
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, every day starts with the sunrise. I just, the mornings in Mexico are just spectacular here in the Caribbean. I never get tired of that. And I'm very interested in, this would be a great place to do a phenology report because there's some spectacular birds here, especially the fricket birds that glide up and down the coast.
Never heard of a cricket bird.
If you've been to any tropical or subtropical area, you've noticed these big black birds with a forked tail that just seem to glide through the air. They never move their wings. And they're extremely, extremely common here. I'm so fascinated by these birds because I just recently learned in the Cornell University Ornithology Lab published a report that said some of these birds will stay at sea for 5 to 7 months.
Wow.
And they'll rise on the air currents without moving their wings to over 5,000 feet.
Wow.
I mean, they're just, it just, I don't know how what to say other than they're just spectacular.
Hmm. So tell us a little bit, since this is like a breakfast show, what kind of meals? Do you have a lot of chicken and fish, or what's the diet there?
We can. Chicken, a lot of chicken. I guess that would be the most common meal. One of the things I really enjoy, there's a small meat shop or carniceria down the beach here, maybe a quarter of a mile or so, and I go there and buy, I guess you'd call them pork rinds. They're called chicharrones here. Mm-hmm. And I buy these hunks of pork fat that are deep fat fried. They're just they're not very healthful, but they're extremely delicious.
Well put.
Well. So Wayne, how long do you stay in Mexico?
Well, we arrive in early January, and then I think this year we're coming back mid to late February. Not as long as most of the people right here. Everybody else comes in November and leaves in April.
Wow. So you're from Alexandria?
Yes, I have. I'm no longer farming, but I have a farm there just north of town.
Okay.
I'm originally from Florida. I worked in Florida for 25 years before retiring back to Minnesota.
We're talking to Wayne Odegaard on What's for Breakfast this morning. I'm not hearing any connection to northern Minnesota. How did you find KAXE? KBXE?
Lifta. I'm not sure how I found it, but I'm sure glad I did.
Huh.
It's really, really, I should say, an important part of my life.
That's great. Well, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I can't decide what I like best about the program. You know, phenology, green cheese, on the river, but stories like the one recently about 10 Finn Creamery or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's the right title
that's
of the
right.
program.
10 Finn's Creamery in Monaga. It's on our website right now.
In Monaga. I found that, very, very interesting.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Why are you a member? A lot of people listen, but they don't take that extra step.
Well, I think it's, I've thought about this quite a bit. I think it's because I get a kind of a sense of community from listening to the radio. There's other public radio programs in Minnesota, but they just don't have quite the same programming. When I listen to On the River, there's always going to be something I'll find that's of interest. I don't necessarily enjoy all the music, but
sure.
It's very, very unique programming.
Well, thanks for those nice comments, and thanks for being a member and for being on What's for Breakfast. Homestead Mills is our sponsor. Would you like country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes? Can't deliver it to Mexico, I'm thinking. It's going to go to Alex.
Okay. I think the wild rice pancake mix sounds great.
All right. You sound great, too. Thanks for being a member, and I hope it rains today. No, I'm just kidding. Have a great day.
Yeah, Wayne, have a drink with an umbrella in it, okay?
Okay. Keep your snow shovel handy.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. Oh, man. Well, won't you walk a mile?